hands. Can we? Thanks. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. God bless you and be a blessing. And let's be in prayer.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Karen Hootis, who was with the counsel for the World Bank, a legal counsel for the World Bank for a number of years. Certainly was the senior counsel for a time, and she found that there was tremendous corruption going on in the World Bank. Because when she reported that corruption, it created all sorts of problems, because the last thing that they want the public or anyone else to know is that there's a small group of people who run the finances of the world, and they play by entirely different rules. And so eventually Karen was fired. She became a whistleblower. She's working with other people attempting to point out the total corruption of the world monetary system. Karen, thank you very much for being with us again this evening.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be with you again.
Okay, now Karen has been with us on our other program, but Karen, you just go ahead and pick up the story, because rather than my trying to explain what it's about, you've lived this for a number of years. You pick up the story.
All right, glad to. I was realizing today that I really enjoy telling the story. And the main reason I think I do is because it's absolutely essential that people understand what the reality is, because we need to take back our country. And the fact of the matter is that it's 90 to 95% likely that we're going to be successful. And the reason I can say that with such precision is because one of the things that the World Bank is they call it a knowledge bank. That means that people who have special software, special insight, come to the World Bank so that we can include that in the World Bank project. And so in 2004, a political scientist from Claremont University, Jacek Kugler, who had developed a very accurate game theory model, came to the World Bank, and he had developed this model with the Department of Defense, and I later found out that he had modeled the transition of power from the West to the East, and what his model showed was that if the United States played by the rules, we would strengthen the transatlantic alliance, and that we would, together with our allies, maintain a stable, peaceful environment for 50 or some years, and that there would then be a slow and peaceful transition to the East as those economies grew and outpaced the West. But if we stayed corrupt, what would happen was there would be a currency war, and China would come up very, very fast. And one of the things that Jacek Kugler said to me was that we were 5 years away from a nuclear war in the Middle East. And so what you saw in Syria was the attempt to start a nuclear war, World War III.
Now, when did he make this five-year prophecy?
Well, We slowed it down. We prevented it from happening. He was. I was working with him in 2004.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, so what happened specifically? I was assigned to the Philippines, and this was at the end of the 1990s, and there was a project to strengthen the financial sector in the Philippines, and the president of the Philippines was a man named Joseph Estrada. And Joseph
Hold that thought. We're going to be right back in just a moment with Karen Hootis right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal.
Thank you, boss. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Karen was just telling about how when she was assigned by the World Bank to the Philippines, and there was this an illegal loan that was going to be made by the World Bank having to do with the Philippine Airlines, and it couldn't be done. It was all corrupt. There was a misappropriation of funds. And, of course, when she reported that, she was reassigned. After she was reassigned, and even though it was no longer a responsibility, she knew what was going on. Was totally illegal. She reported it, and as a result, suddenly they knew that she was going to come forward with the truth. So the World Bank was forced to cancel a $200 million loan having to do with the Philippine Airline industry, or Philippine Airlines, and pick up the story from there, Karen.
Well, the people who had their money on deposit in Philippine National Bank were nervous in having a bank managed by a borrower that was in default, anybody would be. So there was a run on the bank, and the Philippine Deposit Insurance Corporation had to bail out the bank for $500 million. So that's $400 million worth of canceled loan and $500 million worth of bailout, $900 million worth of failure, and World Bank projects are evaluated supposedly by an independent evaluation department. That department said that the World Bank supervision of the loan had been satisfactory because we could not have anticipated this problem. So I went to the evaluation department and I said, not only could we have anticipated the problem, but we did anticipate the problem. I warned the country director, Vinay Bhargavan, that he had to send a letter to the government warning them that that there was this corruption. And instead, he had me reassigned. That's not a satisfactory performance. I said, that's a cover-up. You have to tell the board that we made this terrible mistake about the corruption in the Philippines. A few years after that, Joseph Estrada was found guilty of plundering the country's assets and was made to reimburse the money that he had stolen in the Philippines. But the board was never informed. So that was the kernel of the cover-up. And a couple of years after that, I was interviewed for the position of general counsel, and the executive search firm, Russell Reynolds, asked me why it was that there was one general counsel after another. And I said, that's very easy. It's because the board is losing its patience with being lied to, and they're firing these general counsels. I said, and if the general counsels try to do their job, then they get fired by the corrupt president of the World Bank. This is why they're not standing firm and promoting rule of law in the World Bank. And I went to the Treasury Department, and I told them about this very accurate stakeholder analysis that was predicting that the United States, if it didn't start playing by the rules, was going to lose all credibility, and that the gentleman's agreement, which had been in effect for 66 years, was going to end, that the United States was not going to be allowed to simply name the president of the World Bank, that this was going to be taken back by the executive directors. There's 25 executive directors that are a resident board. And the Treasury Department ignored me. So this is called going up the corporate ladder. So then I went to the U.S. Congress, and I said the German executive director, Eckhard Deutscher, had said that the board was being treated like a mushroom kept in the dark and covered with fertilizer. And after the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations took what I told them, and they wrote three letters to the World Bank saying, don't fire this lady. And, of course, I was fired. And then after I was fired, the three senators, Senators Lugar, Leahy, and Bayh, asked for a GAO inquiry into corruption at the World Bank. That was in 2008. And GAO ultimately withdrew from that study because the World Bank wouldn't cooperate. That's contempt of Congress. And so I didn't stop with this problem. It's, you know, in a cover-up at the World Bank, it's not just a normal bank. It's at the very center of the international financial system. And this stakeholder analysis, which is 90 to 95% accurate, was predicting a currency war. And the thing about currency wars is they usually end up in full-scale wars. They start out as currency wars. And so I went into overdrive, and that meant that I bought a World Bank bond, which meant that the World Bank was not immune from being sued in court. And I said that the financial statements were inaccurate. I met with the board, and I told the board it was necessary to request an audit of the internal controls of the World Bank.
Now, this was actually, you met with the board of the World Bank to tell them that, is that correct?
Yes, I met with the audit committee with Mr. Al-Mofadi, who was the representative of the Saudi Arabian government. So you can see right now when Saudi Arabia refused the seat that was offered to it in the UN Security Council, this is a very, very strong signal that the United States is losing its leadership and credibility, and that countries do not want to be associated with this, not unless and until there's a return of rule of law. And I'm happy to say that the likelihood that we will have rule of law is 90 to 95%. Because what has been happening is I've been succeeding. Me and the other World Bank whistleblowers, I'm working with a whole group. There's a whistleblower from Scotland, Elaine Colville, and the two of us have been getting our statements up in the UK Parliament. I've had three statements. Elaine joined me in July. At that point, the Public Administration Select Committee requested information about whether the complaint system in the United Kingdom is effective. And I said, absolutely not. I have been complaining to the UK Parliament about massive corruption in the financial system that is going to result in a currency war, and the Parliament has not done anything about this. This is not satisfactory. And Elaine's point was to say that the Parliament's job was to make sure that the complaints are followed up, and that the Parliament had fallen down on the job. And she documented all of the times and institutions that she had been reporting similar corruption to. There's a UK whistleblower. Sorry, there's a whistleblower from Ethiopia. There's a whistleblower from India. There's one from South Korea. And there are also whistleblowers from the United States. One in particular, Mark Novitsky, has been reporting that the Securities and Exchange Commission, what they did with Bernie Madoff, was not a one-off thing, that the SEC is simply there with, I think it was in 2005 that he reported that the SEC had a special provision to give a notice that any chief executive officer that didn't want complaints to be processed could keep the complaints from being processed. They had the chief executive officers had a pipeline in the SEC to stop or stall investigations. It turns out that the SEC is allowing nothing but insider trading by a group that is referred to as the super entity. It's the group that owns the Federal Reserve System. They have grabbed up 60% of the annual earnings of the 40,000 companies or 43,000 companies that are traded on the capital markets of the world, and they own about 40% of the assets. And they actually didn't spend that much money getting all of this control. What they do is they take the same directors and put them on the boards of these companies.
Now, basically what Karen is saying is there is a secret entity that controls about 40% of the assets of the major corporations. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes.
All right. And I think it's so vitally important for our listeners to listen for what she is saying. She's been in the inside of this. She knows what's going on. Total corruption. They all work with one another, and they control the corporations by having interlocking directorates. In other words, the same people on the board of directors of so many of the major corporations. It's all part of a little club, ladies and gentlemen, a little financial, a corrupt club that's really running the world and moving us towards currency war. And of course, if this suddenly, if we have the currency war, they usually will end with a shooting war and in all probability a nuclear war. Go right ahead.
Well, this information about the super entity is information that is publicly available. Super entity didn't think anyone was going to find out about it, but three mathematicians at the Federal Institute of Technology, which is the best university in Europe, it's located in Zurich, Switzerland, they had very accurate data on who owns the 43,000 transnational companies, and they were using their mathematical modeling tools, were able to discover this network of control, is what they call it. And it's the group that has seized the control, they have 10 times more power than the amount of their investment. It's just the way that they have structured these interlocking directors. So what this group controls is they control the central banks of the 56 countries that are members of the Bank for International Settlement.
That includes the Federal Reserve, which is a privately owned central bank owned by, well, this entity. We'll be back in just a moment with Karen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we've been trying to tell you.
While a storm cloud gathers.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, Karen talks about the secret entity that really is running things behind the scenes and running the central banks. And she's talking about the fact that she's actually written to all 188 finance ministers, and people throughout the world have her information. They understand what's going on. But, of course, many of them are certainly reluctant to do anything because of the power that they're up against. But more and more of the countries are realizing the degree of corruption that exists and are trying to protect themselves. And she points out that it was certainly in January of this year, Germany went to the Federal Reserve and asked to see its gold. I mean, they didn't ask for its gold. They wanted to see the gold that America was holding for them. And we were told, you can't see the gold, you can't have the gold for 7 years. I mean, here, this gold has been on deposit, 300 tons of gold, German gold, is only on deposit with the Federal Reserve, or the entity that holds gold here. And they won't give Germany back their gold. Basically, we don't even know if the gold is there. Nothing is transparent. Everything is hidden. And a small little group, Karen calls them the secret entity, are running the whole thing. And she and this other group of whistleblowers are intent upon exposing it. And go right ahead.
Well, you said one thing, Stan, which is that there's very little that can be done about this super entity. But this stakeholder analysis that I was telling you about, this game theory model, predicted that once we got our statement up on the UK Parliament, there was going to be a coalition that would form for rule of law, because this super entity is not above the law. It may think it's above the law, but it is not. And so you're seeing this coalition. When the UK lawyer that I know advised me to go to the credit rating agencies, what happened was Standard & Poor's lowered the U.S. credit rating, and then Eric Holder sued Standard & Poor's. The lawyer who was representing Standard & Poor's said that Eric Holder's lawsuit happened just in connection with Standard & Poor's lowering the credit rating agency. So what did Standard & Poor's say? You know, they don't want to be sued by Eric Holder. They said, you know what, on second thought, we think we can justify leaving the credit rating where it is because the United States has the international reserve currency. Now, they were actually, by saying that, they were making it very clear what was in store for the United States, because we are losing our reserve currency status. The BRICS countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, have decided that they're going to start their own separate development bank because of this corruption. And they are no longer using dollars to finance their trade. That's 25% of world trade. What they're going to do is they're going to have offsets, that's like barter, and then whoever ends up owing money at the end of the accounting system is going to settle up using gold, not dollars. So that's one sign, but there are many other signs. The fact that Germany, 2 weeks ago, their military helicopter buzzed the United States consulate in Frankfurt. Did this get any press coverage? How much press coverage has this massive corruption and cover-up received? Nothing. And the reason why is because the press is owned by the super entity. 20 years ago,
I think that is such an important point. The press is owned by the secret entity, and that's absolutely true. The media, as throughout the world, is rigidly controlled, so the average individual has very little idea what's going on. And that's why Karen and the work of the other whistleblowers is so vitally important. Go right ahead, Karen.
Well, what you have is, in this day of the internet and the alternative media, and of course, this radio program, and also Russia's Today television has put me on their broadcast twice, just before the annual meeting of the World Bank in mid-October. There was a half-hour interview that was aired four times. So the cover-up is ending. And the Americans are taking back their government from this corruption.
Well, now, have you been on, we saw you on this one about interview, and you can find that on Karen's website and on our website when we get back. Why? We'll tell you how to get to Karen's website, but it's an amazing interview down here in the United States, and we have a link to that on our website. We think it's vitally important that you understand what is really going on, and basically this super secret entity is running things behind the scenes, and it's time they're exposed before, of course, we get to the point where there's no way to avoid the coming nuclear war.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Hold that thought, because Karen is talking about massive amounts of certainty of gold on deposit in Singapore and several other places. Gold that certainly should be belong to the people, but which is being held by the secret entity for their purposes, because, of course, the old golden rule, he who has the gold rules. Well, of course, Karen says that the Federal Reserve was created fraudulently 100 years ago, and it was. It was created to give us a stable currency. They've destroyed 96 at least percent of the value of our currency in that time during this subsequent 100 years. Karen thinks that we're going to be able to expose this and begin to use the gold for the good of the people and the monetary system for the good of the people, rather than for this secret entity, this elite group that runs the world. Now, before we go on, Karen, why don't you get out your website, tell people how they can get in touch with your work, and then, of course, if there's anything that I said that is not correct, please feel free to correct me.
Sure, glad to. The website is www.kahudes.net. And I've got a lot of correspondence up there. You'll see one of the places you might want to look is a chronology, so that you can see exactly which date I was reporting what to whom.
Would you mind repeating one more time, because you have to give out a website several times for people to be able to get it. Please repeat your website.
It's kahudes.net. So my last name is Hudes, my first name is Karen, and my middle initial is A. So kahudes.net.
Okay, kahudes.net. Go right ahead.
Good. So I was telling your listeners about one of the documents, which is a letter that I wrote to the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, John Roberts, right after I had settled my lawsuit and the 188 ministers of finance agreed that I should come back to the World Bank. And I couldn't get in the door because the company that has the security personnel, Allied Barton, is owned by that super entity. So I went to the judicial conference because the clerk of the court was not recognizing the decision of 188 ministers of finance. And I wrote to John Roberts. I said, in this country, we have a clear choice. We can have rule of law, or we can have a currency war. And that letter didn't go anywhere. It just went up on my website. But
In other words, you never got a reply from Justice Roberts.
That's correct.
And I wouldn't expect you would, but go right ahead.
Well, where we are now is that as my story is getting more and more publicity, and it is, people are coming to me and giving me information that strengthens the collaboration among the American people. One of the things that I learned recently, I did not know, that is that there's an Article 5 in the Constitution which says that the state legislatures may call for a constitutional convention. And two-thirds of the state. In 1929 is when we hit the two-thirds threshold, and that's when Wisconsin wrote a very strongly worded letter to the U.S. Congress saying, we would like our constitutional convention, which is what is called for. It's a mandatory thing for the Congress to do. And by now, we're up to 49 state legislatures. In our country, we are allowed to have government by the consent of the governed. The governed have withdrawn their consent, and we are entitled to a constitutional convention. And we can fix all of these problems that I've been telling you about. We don't have to rely on a Congress that is sitting on its hands while we lose our allies, while we fall off the chart, while our currency degrades and while our credit rating is lowered. There's now a fourth credit rating agency. And I'm meeting with the chief executive officer in a couple of weeks, and I want to report progress so that we don't have a lowered credit rating. I have been in touch with all of the governors, with all of the secretaries, with all of the attorneys general, with the chief justices of the state Supreme Court, with the chief executive of the counties. Ike Leggett, who is the chief executive of Montgomery County, Maryland, which is where I live, was elected as the president of the County Executives of America on July 19th when they were having their annual meeting in Fort Worth. So I've been writing to all of the sheriffs. We have a constitution so that the people can fix this problem, and we will fix this problem. There is absolutely no reason for the super entity to think it has a right to run roughshod over our constitutional rights and to to ruin our credit rating, which is what they're doing. We don't have to be stuck with this, and we're not stuck with this. There's a 95% likelihood that our allies will help us clean up this terrible mess. They also have the same kind of currency arrangements, and nobody needs it. Nobody needs interest on their national debt to compound. That's a banker's, that's for the bankers. That's not for the people. So, I mean, that's really where we're at. We are at a turnaround.
And what you're suggesting is we have the bankers, and certainly working in concert with the central bankers, and they're really running the whole system to their own advantage. Every dollar that is created, we have to pay interest on. And basically, suddenly we're paying interest on money that we borrowed to fight World War One, and we're still paying interest on that money. And basically, and it'll continue. And now with a massive increase in the, suddenly in the debt, we've increased the national debt. From $10.7 trillion in the year 2009, January of 2009, when Barack Obama came in, that it was $10.7 trillion. Today it's over $17 trillion. We've gone over $6.3 trillion increase in national debt in less than 6 years. Go right ahead.
That's because they have something called quantitative easing. You'll discover that there are all kinds of funny words, euphemisms. They try to make things look really complicated so that people don't feel like they're entitled to get to the bottom of what's going on. And that is, it's not working. I can tell you, when I turn on my computer, what kind of emails I'm getting. I'm getting more information. I'll tell you about one email that I got. This is from a geologist who said that with all the satellite imaging that we have, people are discovering a lot of deposits of wealth in this country. And these this super entity is grabbing it up. They think they're entitled to it. It doesn't belong to the people. That satellite imagery doesn't belong to the super entity. It belongs to us, and so do those mineral deposits that they're grabbing up. That's just one example of an email that I get. I'll tell you about another email I got. This is from, I've forgotten his name, but he's in Hawaii, and he's been studying the whales and porpoises and dolphins for many, many years. And he's talking about how the world has got to stop what's going on with Fukushima. All of this is many times worse than what happened in Chernobyl. And the plumes of fallout are drifting back across the ocean straight to California. We don't have to sit back and let this happen. Why are we letting this happen? Why aren't we intervening? Why aren't we fixing this problem? So as all of this information is getting out, people are recognizing that they have absolutely no choice but to fix the problem. And the problem is very readily capable of being fixed. If 188 ministers of finance want me back at the World Bank, and the only thing between me going back in the door is a company that's part of this super entity, we fire that company. We have a new company come in with security personnel, and we send a strong signal to our allies that we have had enough of this corruption. We don't need it anymore. That's all. The cover-up of corruption has ended. We've ended it, and we're taking back our country. And we're going to have a constitutional convention, and we're going to, if the Congress doesn't know what the people want and won't listen to 49 of the 50 state legislatures, then we will just have to govern using our state and our county government until the federal government knows that they need to clean up their act. It's as clear as night and day. Not a problem.
Well, it would appear to be. It's quite logical, and yet, of course, the tragedy that we have is because of the degree of control of the media, because we live in an entertainment society. And I will tell you, I do 5 hours of talk radio every day. And every day we talk to people who tell me, look, I'm trying to tell people what's going on. I'm trying to tell them about the corruption, and they don't want to hear about it. They've never had it so good. I mean, basically, we have the most wonderful society where 100 million people get free medical care, Medicare and Medicaid, and 48 million people get food stamps, and 56 million people get Social Security. It doesn't. They're not concerned that there's no money. It all has to be borrowed or money created out of nothing. They're going to live the good life as long as they can. How are we going to motivate the people to get involved?
I think it's, at this point, very, very easy. Credit rating. They can, I think it's not too hard to envision what a credit rating, a negative credit rating, is going to do. You have to pay higher interest on your debt. If your debt is doing nothing but growing and you have to pay a higher interest rate, the debt is going to grow even more. And what happens when people lose confidence in paper currency, I can tell you, I've seen what it looks like. I was working for the U.S. Export-Import Bank when Argentina's currency collapsed. You go to the grocery store with a wad of paper currency that is 3 inches thick, and you're counting the bills out one by one, and the denomination of the bill keeps getting zeros on the end, and the prices double every night. You don't want to be in that situation. And then there is a point of time when you cannot buy gold for all the dollars you want to offer. That's called permanent gold backwardation. When that hits, you cannot finance international trade. And what that will mean is the amount of joblessness that we'll have. We do not want to go there. And that's straight where we're headed. So we've got to do something different. And what we have to do that's different is actually everybody wants it. Our allies want it. The only ones that don't want it are these corrupt super entities, which we don't need those people. They're not adding anything. They're just detracting from our society.
Well, certainly we know that the approval rating for Congress is about 10%. I think that may even be an exaggeration. I think most people are disillusioned with Congress. And yet time after time after time, these people keep getting voted back in office, even though the public doesn't approve of what's going on. Why suddenly they for some reason or other, maybe they're rigging the voting machines. In fact, I really believe that any electronic voting machine can be rigged. Why suddenly nothing changes? We go to the polls and it doesn't seem to matter whether we have the Republicans or the Democrats in power. Why suddenly we have suddenly all sorts of shenanigans going on and the same policies continue? Now, I'm concerned about the fact that you are so outspoken that they're going to take action to try to get to you. I've been at this game for 50 years, and I've seen an awful lot of people die under very mysterious circumstances, including one of our frequent guests who ended up shooting himself in the head twice because he wanted to make sure he was dead when he was committing suicide. He shot himself. His name was Gary Webb. He shot himself in the head twice to be certain he was dead. Have you had pressure put on yourself?
Tell you how it's gone, okay? I'm not presenting classified documents. I'm talking about a cover-up. If anything happens to me, that cover-up ends, and the Federal Reserve ends. So that's my first line of defense. My second line of defense is I have a very good PR guy, Larry Garrison. And they know if anything happens to me, Larry is perfectly capable of getting my story anywhere he wants to get it. That's his job. So that's my other insurance policy. And, you know, when people – I was captain of the NYU fencing team. Some people don't intimidate, and I'm one of them. I've been fencing at this corruption for quite a while. And when people attack me in whichever way they want to attack me, I usually – tangle them up and they fall down, and then I stand on them and I call attention to what just happened to me. So I'll give you a for instance. One year I had five nails, one flat tire after another. So So I went into, on a Saturday, a very busy tire place. I won't give these folks a free commercial, but, you know, I have a pretty loud voice. And I said, you know, this is the fifth flat tire from a nail. I'm a whistleblower, and I told the story. I said, you know, I don't know why these people think they can keep putting flat tires on my car, because it's, you know, it's just not getting them anywhere. So that was the last time they pulled that shenanigan. I'll go to a party, and, you know, some guy that wouldn't have been interested in me, I'm not going to give you the number of years ago, but when I was in my heyday, they would never have given me a second look. And all of a sudden, they're very interested in me. And I'll spend the evening, you know, enjoying their attention. And then at the end of the evening, I will get in my own taxi cab and I will go home to my husband. You know, that's just the way I am. They'll call up, and I'll give you, for instance, about the gold. A lot of people are saying, well, this gold that you're talking about, where's the documentation for it? I put up on my Facebook page a statement in the UK Parliament by one of the members of Parliament referring to this amount of gold. And I just went there and I saw somebody took it down. Well, I'll put it back up again. But anyway, I just call attention to whatever tricks they're doing. One day they erased the brief that I had to file the next day in court. I called the FBI into my home and I said, you know, this has got to stop. So the FBI, you know, they denied after a while that they had come to my home to file the report.
Well, I'm going to have to interrupt you. I guess it didn't care who it is. And basically, she's on the front lines of this battle, fighting a great battle to try to save America. Ladies and gentlemen, are you willing to join and help her? We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today. From the mountain, from the
is Dan, our guest this evening, Karen Hootis. We actually have a four-tape set. This will be the fourth in a series of four interviews we've done with Karen. Each one of the interviews has important information in it that will help you better to understand what's going on. She's on the front line of the effort to expose, she calls it certainly, the secret entity, but I call it the Brotherhood of Darkness. My friend Dr. Cuddy calls it the Power Elite. Dan Smoot called it the invisible government. Doesn't what you call it. It doesn't matter what you call it. It's very real. And incidentally, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. If you haven't read Dr. Cuddy's book, The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan, and his subsequent book, The Power Elite, Their History and Their Future, all of these books are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. But now we certainly have the four CD set available. And if you'd like to get it, why, suddenly we call it a financial fraud. Financial fraud, and you can get it just by calling our 800 number. They don't know about it. Just tell them you want the four CD set with Karen Hootis, or financial fraud, and tell them if they don't acknowledge they have it. Just put the order in, and you'll find it fascinating. It's well worthwhile listening to Karen a number of times. She's certainly on the front lines of this truly epic struggle for the survival of our financial system. And a small group of very evil and wicked people control this country and are in the process of progressively destroying it. Well, basically, because you get our material, if you go to our website, radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our radio programs, certainly 4 hours a day on the internet, and lots live, and 24 hours our programs are archived. You can listen to them 24 hours a day if you have that time to do it. And then you can certainly watch many of our DVDs, which are posted there. You can read our newsletters going back almost 20 years. And basically, you can read my treatise, certainly on the on population control, the population control agenda, because they really do intend to kill off most of the people in the world. We're dealing with organized evil. And when you understand that, it all makes sense. You certainly want to see our treatise on the Georgia Guidestones, the American counterpart of the Guidestones, that are over in England. Certainly, basically, we have a comparable center here in the United States. And so, basically, our website is radioliberty.com. And then, of course, you're in a position to help us financially. We can certainly use your help because, of course, a lot of people are having financial problems. And those many of the people who have helped us for many years certainly have lost their jobs or are in a difficult financial position. And we're looking for people to take their positions and help us out so we can maintain our network of stations all across America. And basically, we do, as I say, 5 hours of talk radio a day, and certainly our afternoon and evening outlets. Certainly, most of them have 14 or 15 outlets, each one of them. They're on various radio networks, but we have to pay for them. So if you're in a position financially to help us, we ask you to give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we ask you to look at the various items that we have for sale, the books, the tape sets. I mean, as you can find them at our website, radioliberty.com. And then, of course, we hope that you'll think about the health products and the other products, the Miracle 2 soap products that we carry. Incidentally, we had a woman who works for us who had a terrible case of shingles, and I don't know if you know this, but the pain goes on for months and months, and of course, real agony. But using the gel, the gel that comes certainly with this products that we offer, of course, within a week, the herpes singles were certainly dried up, and the pain with a little Motrin was bearable and almost gone, or well on the way to being gone. And we've seen this several times. I don't know why the gel works. We do know that it works, and you need to have a supply of it, because I put it on my hair every day. It has a number of uses, but I was really impressed. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
The American dream become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong.
Chewy, hungry?
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and I'm bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They have to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dan Johnson. Hi, Dan. How are we doing?
Hello, sir. How are you doing this evening?
Doing just fine. And why don't you sort of introduce yourselves to our listeners this evening so people will know who you are and certainly why you have an important message.
Absolutely. My name is Dan Johnson. I am 20 years old and the founder and national director of PANDA, People Against the NDAA. And I advocate to block the detention provisions of the National Defense Authorization Act of 2012.
And of course, this was actually more of an, was this actually acted on by Congress, or was this an executive order, the National Defense Appropriations Act?
This National Defense Authorization Act. Was introduced by two senators, one Republican, one Democrat, passed the House 283 to 136. The Senate 93-7, and was signed by the President December 31st, 2011.
All right, why don't you explain to our listeners why this is such a dangerous situation and why suddenly we should must do away with the NDAA?
Sure. But in order to really understand the 2012 NDAA, we have to drop back a little bit. Start with the Civil War. The Civil War, Abraham Lincoln signed Proclamation 94. This proclamation said to suspend habeas corpus, which he unconstitutionally did as just the president. But the more important part of this proclamation was not often talked about. It said that those who are disloyal to the northern government will be placed under military jurisdiction. We detained 15,000 northerners during the Civil War under this proclamation. Proclamation was then struck down by the Supreme Court. 1942, fast forward, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt passes Executive Order 9066, which said nothing about detention. But what it did say was that the military shall have jurisdiction over certain areas of the country, aka the laws of war would be applied. We detained 120,000 Japanese Americans under Executive Order 9066. The backbone of the detention provisions, Sections 1021 and 1022 of the 2012 NDAA, does the same thing.
What it did, of course, it simply just put the Japanese loyal Americans into concentration camps, seized their property, and suddenly most of them never got their property back again without any justification. These were not disloyal people, but it was all part of the facade to make us believe, of course, the Japanese were the enemy, that they'd attacked us, and of course, the whole thing was phony. They knew the attack was coming. They left our boys at Pearl Harbor to die. It was part part and parcel of this whole game of rallying the people behind the government for a war. But go right ahead.
Yes, exactly. It was part and parcel for what our government does. But if you fast forward to 2012 NDAA, we have the laws of war. Essentially, when you apply the laws of war to a territory, you make it a battlefield. Under the 2012 NDAA, the laws of war are being applied to American soil, to American citizens anywhere in the world, anyone on American soil. And under these laws of war are very little, if any, constitutional protection.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Dan Johnson talking about the NDAA. We should all be very concerned.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, is Dan Johnson, and Dan is going to be speaking here in California, I believe it's next week, or week after that, certainly under the auspices of our good friend Orlene Kula. Dan, could you tell our listeners how they could find out about the speaking tour you're going to be on for Orlene?
Absolutely. They can go to pandaunite.org. That's pandaunite.org, or just search People Against the NDAA, and they can contact us through there. We'll let them know the schedule is still being finalized right now, but if they contact us through there, we'll let them know exactly where I'll be in California so that they can show up and hear the presentation and engage.
I think it's vitally important that people actually certainly support getting this information out, and certainly Orlean is the president of the California branch of the Eagle Forum. An amazing, amazing woman who's dedicated herself to educating others, and certainly a person I consider honored to have as a friend. And she had asked me to have Dan on to talk about this, and in hopes that many of you out there in the listening audience, if you possibly can, will make arrangements to go to Dan's speeches. And so go to PandaUnited.com, look it up, and certainly then, if you can, go to one of his talks and take other people along with you. It's important you understand this very subversive legislation, which can be utilized to silence opposition to the impending imposition of what I fear is a police state in America under the guise of fighting terrorism, whatever that is. Go right ahead.
Sure. So going back to the definition of terrorism, something I love to bring up in presentations in front of people, and you can look this up at pandaunite.org. We have a section on who is a terrorist. There are several documents produced by several different government agencies, a couple of which I want to focus on. Number one, the Department of Homeland Security, an agency we have all learned to love through the TSA, whether we love it or not, that certainly loves us. The Department of Homeland Security released the START report, S-T-A-R-T, counterterrorism report, on December 31st, 31 days after the NDAA was signed into law. And it defines a suspected terrorist as, quote, someone who is reverent of individual liberty, suspicious of centralized federal authority, and believes in conspiracy theories that involve grave threat to national sovereignty and or personal liberty.
But, of course, there is a conspiracy that involves taking away our freedoms. There is a small group that controls both political parties that is using the threat of terrorism. We're financing the terrorists throughout the world. We're fighting al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. We're funding al-Qaeda in Syria, certainly in Tunisia and Libya. Basically, we've always funded the terrorist movement. We create the enemy, and now they're saying that anybody who certainly believes that we've created this suddenly is a terrorist or potential terrorist. And they would be subject, actually, any patriotic citizen who is concerned because both political parties seem to be going the same direction. Anyone is a potential terrorist, aren't they, Dan, according to this definition?
Absolutely. I mean, a potential terrorist is really anyone. And you notice how, in this case, they may say reverent of individual liberty. But now that they're making reverent a not necessarily punishable offense, but at least something that one could be punished over, that's very dangerous, because reverence is merely a strong feeling or a strong thought of or towards something. And that is thought. Now, are we moving in the direction that certain thought is being criminalized? It certainly seems so.
And I think that people really do not understand what you just said, the significance of the fact that basically they've defined terrorism to be anybody who's concerned about the centralization of power in Washington, D.C., and yet that is exactly certainly what our founding fathers feared. They feared the centralization of power because they wanted to limit the power of the federal government so people could be free. And now people are saying anybody's concerned about that is a potential terrorist. And why aren't we hearing about this? Why aren't we reading about it in the newspaper or hearing about it on ABC, CBS, and NBC? Right ahead, Dan.
When men want to do good things, they hold it in an open forum. When men want to do evil, they lock the doors, shutter the windows, and shut out all media and all possible attention on the subject. The NDAA, the 2012 NDAA detention provision, section 10.21 and 10.22, is the most dangerous law, at least since the United States Civil War, if not before then. And there's a reason we're being kept in the dark on it. And then that's because if the American people knew about this, and this is why I go around presenting, if the American people knew that NDAA was the greatest threat to their freedom since the United States Civil War, they would say they've had enough, and they would have enough. And I think that is key. Awareness, and then from awareness, you take action. But awareness is key. They don't want that awareness to get out. So I say, we do the exact opposite of what they want.
I agree with you, and I'm certainly very glad you're going to be going on the speaking tour, and we'll do everything we can to get your information out. Well, why don't you just go and just list the things that you think are important that people know about this. This is this dangerous legislation. I believe it's evil. I believe it, of course, has been passed to silence certain people and to justify their arrest and detention as we move into what I fear is a period of chaos and crisis. But go ahead.
So I'd like to go through a couple sections in the 2012 NDAA's detention provision. First of all, covered person. As many of your listeners may know, the United States in 2011 executed two American citizens, Anwar al-Awlaki, and 2 weeks later his 16-year-old son, Abdurrahman al-Awlaki. They did not have the power to do so, but claimed they did under the AUMF. And as a federal judge, Catherine Forrest, recently put it, the NDAA was kind of a cover for the actions they've already done, including detentions of Yasser Hamdi and Jose Padilla, two American citizens detained here in the U.S., and the executions of those aforementioned American citizens.
Well, so, why did they suddenly kill the 16-year-old boy? Was he a terrorist?
He was not. They did not present any evidence that he was. They did not present any evidence that his father was. And the only thing they had to say about the boy was that it was collateral damage. It was an accident. They weren't targeting him. They were targeting another operative next to him.
Well, that is still murder, basically. But basically, they have denied that they intended to kill him. Is that correct?
I would say they did, because rare will you see a fury that a son will wreak on you if you kill his father. It's very rare to see any other fury, and I think that they feared that. I think that, personally, I believe that that is why they went after him logically and militarily. That would be a key. He would be a key target after assassinating his father.
Well, basically, is there a statute of limitations on murder? Because I think this is murder, and I think the people who ordered it should be held and eventually tried for murder. I don't think there's any other explanation for that. Basically, is this a possibility that we could ever bring these people before the bar of justice? If suddenly, if you can't even come up with a warrant for the arrest of somebody, how can you kill them intentionally, knowingly, and purposely?
They couldn't come up with a warrant, and that's why they assassinated him, and that's why they assassinated his father. And that's very dangerous when the American people accept that their government has the power to kill. And as we've seen, Attorney General Eric Holder earlier this year claimed that in extraordinary circumstances, that power could be used on American soil. You give them an inch, and they'll think they're a ruler.
Well, basically, is there any concern on the part of the American people? I mean, certainly I've heard this story because, of course, we spend a great deal of time going on the Internet and through alternative media. But does the average individual understand what's going on? And those who do understand what's going on, is the average American really care that they kill this innocent 16-year-old boy?
Once it's brought to the average American's attention, they do care, and they do, most of them do understand. However, it hasn't been brought to their attention. Most of them do not know that their government essentially admitted to one murder and carried out another and is proud of a different one. So I think that it's very important for them to understand the lengths that their government will go to. We killed one American citizen in front of a firing squad in the military, or from a military firing squad in World War II. And we've now killed two more out in a foreign country. And the Pentagon and the Attorney General seem to have no qualms of bringing that exact same potential here on American soil.
All right, fine. Well, now you have a program and you're trying to get the information out. Why don't you just go right ahead with the information that you're going to be presenting in your conferences?
Absolutely. So the first part I'd like to touch on about the NDAA. We already discussed a little bit of the history of it. But I want to go into the actual language of who is covered. Section 1021B2. And it sounds like we're heading into a break.
We are heading into a break here, but you go ahead. I'll cut you off before we actually get the break. Go ahead.
All right. So a person who is a part of or substantially supported Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, or associated forces that are engaged in hostilities against the United States or its coalition partners, including any person who has committed a belligerent act or directly supported such hostilities in aid of such enemy forces, and very few of those terms are defined at all.
All right, fine. We're going to be back in just a moment with Dan Johnson. But basically, they're passing legislation. They're not interested in stopping terrorism. Ladies and gentlemen, we're financing terrorism. They want to control the American people.
Absolutely.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Dan is pointing out that the judge who is hearing the case on the NDAA, has specifics, you know, about what could be done under this act. Time and time again, people from the Justice Department would say, we don't know. In other words, they basically have a law which they say they don't know what it means. They're being intentionally, devious. They're making it very vague so that this could be used against almost anyone, either in this country or elsewhere in the world. And basically, of course, when you have laws that are that nonspecific, then, of course, people are afraid to do anything because whatever you do, you might be violating the law. And when the judge specifically asks, and they're being told repeatedly, we don't know what the law means, then how can they possibly interpret the law? Go right ahead.
Absolutely. That's a great point, is how can a average citizen possibly interpret a law that's so intentionally vague? And that was Fourth District Court federal Judge Catherine Forrest's ruling, was an average citizen could not understand this law. And when indefinite military detention, imagine getting taken to Gitmo, indefinite military detention is on the line, that's unacceptable for a law to be that vague. And eventually her ruling was stayed. She ruled that you can't use the law, and her ruling was stayed. But the point she made in that ruling were very poignant, I believe, to most Americans if they read that. They look at what she is seeing here from the government that over and over again refuses to define who is covered under this law. Now, what are some of the other penalties? We've talked about indefinite detention. What are some of the other penalties? C2, trial under Chapter 47A of Title 10, United States Code, as amended by the Military Commissions Act, essentially being brought in front of a military tribunal. To my knowledge, when military tribunals have tried American citizens in the United States, they have either detained or executed them. I do not know of a time a military commission let an American citizen go. 3, transfer for trial by an alternative court or competent tribunal having lawful jurisdiction. Any court, not the court, not the district in which you were accused of the crime, but any court. 4, transfer to the custody or control of the person's country of origin. Listen closely here. Any other foreign country or any other foreign entity. Essentially, we can hand you off to whoever we want after we pick you up, and there's nothing you can do about it. That's how dangerous this law is. And those 4 that I mentioned are included in the law of war. They're not the extent of it. Torture is under the law, the U.S. law of war. Warrantless execution is under the U.S. law of war. That's not the full extent of it, but that gives you an idea of the sweeping power Congress is acceding to the president under the 2012 NDAA.
Well, now, are the members of Congress aware of what they've done? Has there been any discussion among our congressmen or elected representatives of the dire implications of this legislation? Is anybody in Washington, D.C. concerned?
Not only with Congress, sent several letters by different advocacy organizations, from the ACLU to the Center for Constitutional Rights, but they also had lengthy debate in the U.S. Senate on the 2012 NDAA. Congressmen and congresswomen from several different sides of the political spectrum introduced bills and amendments to stop the NDAA or supposedly stop the NDAA. And there was lengthy debate on both the Smith-Amash Amendment last year and the Smith-Gibson Amendment this year, both of which would have repealed the 2012 NDAA's detention provision. So to say that Congress didn't know what was in here is a very, very big stretch. But even if they did know or didn't know what was in here, they have 2 choices. Either A, they didn't know and they're incompetent, they should be reading legislation to protect our rights, or B, they did know. And in that case, they've committed treason against the Constitution by voting for a legislation like this.
And so basically, after they had the discussions on this, was there a vote, or simply did this ever get to the floor to determine certainly if they could be modified?
Both amendments that would have repealed the 2012 NDAA's pension provisions were voted down overwhelmingly, mostly by Republicans against Republicans who introduced them.
And this is what's really so dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. The Republicans, I mean, the Democrats, some of them are very concerned about the freedom. The Republicans, in the name of fighting terrorism, are funding suddenly so much of what's going on. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
This is Dr. Stan, and certainly under the provisions of this act, why, Chris, you're not entitled to a lawyer, you're not entitled to a defense, you're not entitled to a hearing. You've been accused of terrorism, and if you're accused of terrorism, you no longer have any rights under our Constitution. And basically, of course, we say, well, that's, you know, these Muslim terrorists, you know, Al-Qaeda and all, but this does not have to be that at all. Basically, the definition are people who are patriots who are concerned about the concentration of power in Washington, D.C. And if you look at the definition of terrorism being put out by Janet DePaulo-Attano, Napolitano, Janet Napolitano. I was in the when she was Secretary of the Department of Office of Homeland Security. Why, of course, certainly anybody who is a patriot concerned about the little tiny group that controls our country, incidentally, that's the Council on Foreign Relations, and Janet just happens to be a member of the CFR. That's why she left certainly Washington, D.C., to begin the president of the University of California here in Berkeley. But basically, because if you're part and parcel of this, you always be allowed to get ahead. And Janet thinks that anybody who's concerned about the fact we have a small little group that controls both political parties, the military, the banking, certainly the corporations, the education, they have their agents planted every aspect of our society. Anybody who's concerned about them certainly is a potential terrorist. Go right ahead.
That's a great way to sum it up. Is anyone is now considered a potential terrorist. Now, remember earlier in the program, I talked about the killing of two American citizens in Yemen. You bring up Janet Napolitano, who, as we know, is no longer the head of the Department of Homeland Security, was when they were issuing the certain memos and such about liberty-loving Americans being terrorists. But who is the new head the Department of Homeland Security that our president recently appointed? Jay Johnson. I believe that's how you say it. Jay Johnson or Jay Johnson. This is the man who crafted the legal argument as an attorney for the Department of Defense, their lead counsel, crafted the legal argument for why they could kill two American citizens abroad. Now he is heading up the agency most responsible for defining what constitutes terrorism under the NDAA or any other law. That is what we're looking at today, America, is a situation where you can be taken in on a regular traffic stop to a military prison, not given a lawyer, not given a trial, and held indefinitely without even the chance to contact your family. This is laws that passed Nazi Germany, pre-World War II, the laws that passed in Soviet Russia, Stalin, the laws that passed in Egypt, Syria. These are laws that passed in North Korea. This is not a group of countries the United States wants to find itself in. Yet under this law and under this claimed authority, they have.
And, of course, what's really disturbing is the Republican Party and the people are behind this. I'm a traditional Republican, but basically, of course, the Republicans are pushing the war. Is the Republicans, certainly, who are pushing this anti-terrorist legislation. Why? Because the leaders of both political parties, in my estimation, are just about identical. But you've got to give the people the idea we've got a two-party system, which we don't. Go right ahead, Dan.
It's important to note who is behind this. And one of the greatest proponents of this legislation was Senator Lindsey Graham. Now, what he said on the Senate floor during debate, quote, "And if you say I want my lawyer, you tell them, shut up. You don't get a lawyer. You're an enemy combatant." That is the thought. That is the ideas behind those from both parties, whether it's Senator Carl Levin or Senator John McCain, both co-authors of the NDAA, whether it's President Obama or whether it's Buck McKeon, both very strong supporters of these detention provisions. They all say the same thing, that if necessary, we will strip the protections of your rights for the national security of the country. In fact, the House Armed Services Committee released a report against the Smith-Amash Amendment, which I talked about earlier, to repeal the NDAA, saying, and I quote, "We do not want to give terrorists rights." And I ask, who gave you the authority to give and take away the rights of the American people?
Well, of course, this is because we have a small group of people that control both political parties, make mockery of our electoral system. And have you ever noticed how when they are reviewing senators, we've got 100 senators, and most of them you will never see. Who do you see over and over and over again? Why, John McCain, the most liberal of all the Republican senators, the most radical leftist of all the Republicans. Why do they put him up there over and over and over again, supposedly representing the Republican Party? Basically, of course, they have a small group of people that they control and control rigidly. They want to focus your attention on them. And the responsible senators who want to get the truth out, you seldom or ever will see suddenly interviewed. They're giving certainly Senator Cruz a certain amount of coverage, but so much of it is in to make him look ridiculous. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you can share Dan's concern and my concern about this legislation. And right now, I think we have Ron calling from the great state of Washington. Hi, Ron. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Well, I got a comment and a couple of comments here. First, Lennon said it. One man with a gun can control 100 without one. So that's why there's this big push to disarm the law-abiding citizens. And I have a corollary to that. One man with a drone can control thousands with guns. And I guess now it's going to be open season, or eventually going to be, with the drones over the United States.
Well, they're deploying about 30,000 of them here in America. Why are they deploying 30,000 drones, armed drones, where they can kill people here in America? Doesn't make sense. Go right ahead, Ron.
Well, I think it kind of does if you have a rather nefarious agenda. Also, the thing that bothers me is the mindset of the guy with his finger on the trigger. And they're in the process of purging the military of Christians and constitutionalists. So the only people who are going to be there are those who have been thoroughly indoctrinated. They have nothing to counter some of these arguments of these seditious, decadent people who've been placed in charge of the military.
And I would simply point out, what Ron is pointing out, is there's an organized effort to discriminate against Christians who will express their faith in the military, and basically they're forcing some of them, they've already started forcing Christians out of the military because, of course, the people who control the military are part of this whole movement that hates Christianity. Anything else you want to say, Ron, before we let you go?
Well, I'm glad that they're out to Dan Johnson. I'm glad Dan's out there trying to enlighten the people. But when you have people like Janet Napolitano in charge of the University of California, it's very, very frightening. My wife's down at one of the colleges down in Southern California, and they had the Southern Poverty Law Center out there handing out literature. That's a very subversive organization. And, any type of rebuttal is more or less silenced, and they are literally indoctrinating the leaders of tomorrow in a very philosophies that are very antagonistic towards our liberty.
You're absolutely right. God bless. Thanks so much for calling, Ron. Jan, why don't you go right ahead?
I think
unless you'd want to comment on what Ron was saying.
I'd actually like to piggyback off of it. One of the things that he said was he's glad that people like myself are out there enlightening people. And I think enlightenment is only the first step. Once you've been enlightened, you have a responsibility take action. Now, we've developed a campaign. We call the Take Back campaign, the Take Back the Town campaign. This is a campaign we've spent, as the leading organization in America fighting the NDAA, we've spent about 300-500 hours putting together this campaign and making sure that it is set for the American people to take and run with it. It is a packet, several documents, including a resolution for your city and for your county to download and to take to your city council, your county commission, and to stop the NDAA with our three-step process. Number one, resolution, the legislation giving you the foundation in both the court of public opinion. Number two, going to law enforcement and peace officers. And number three, protecting your constitutional rights using the people. Anyone can take this packet and take back their town and their city. This month alone, Albany, New York, October 7th, they did it. Oxford, Massachusetts, October 9th, they did it. Webster, Massachusetts, last night, October 21st, they did it as well.
And basically what they're doing is what, passing resolutions is saying this will not apply in our community?
Yes, not only will it not apply, but the Constitution requires peace officers, elected officials, take an oath to the Constitution to interpose, to protect the rights of the people, not just stand by. And our resolution invokes the Constitution on the laws of war, AUMF, backbone of NDAA.
All right, fine. Now, how can people get your resolution? How can they get that and introduce that at their city council?
Absolutely. Type in Google, Panda Take Back, or go to pandaunite.org/takeback. That's Panda Take Back, the free packet. Download that, and you can take back your town with just the materials in that packet. And there's some support information for our crack grassroots team to help you take back your town if you want our support.
And let me commend this to you, and we know this is happening across America. And basically, you have to be involved out there. Let's quickly go to Jim, who's calling us from Michigan. Jim, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Is it Ron?
No, it is Dan Johnson.
Dan, how are you, Dan?
I'm doing great.
Yes, great. I just really want to applaud you. I think it's remarkable that such a young man such as yourself is on the front lines of this issue. And I think it's despicable that it takes obviously not in a demeaning way, but it takes a nobody that nobody has ever heard of you. It takes you to inform the American people of this issue instead of the representative that we've hired to go in Congress. So once again, I commend you.
Okay, fine. I certainly second that. Anything else you want to say, Jim, before we let you go?
Nope, that's about it.
Okay, God bless. Let's quickly go to Dee, who's calling us from Idaho. Dee, do you have a question or comment?
I have a brief comment. I also want to congratulate Dan Johnson on exposing the NDAA. Lest anybody doubt what he's saying, the current cover of Atlantic Monthly is called The Killer Drone President, and it's got a picture of Barack Obama on it. And I didn't have time to read it in its entirety, but there is some slow awareness of the subject, and I congratulate him again.
Okay, anything else you'd like to say before we
listen?
God bless. Okay, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And I certainly would second exactly what Jim and Dee were saying. Go right ahead, Dan.
So, a little bit of understanding about why we need to take back our towns and our cities. Why are we not going to the state? Why are we not going to our national government? Imagine our current government structure of corruption as a pyramid. At the top, all the money, whether you want to call it the central banking cartel or you want to call it the Federal Reserve, whatever you want to call it, follow the money to the top. Just under that, you have the executive, judicial, and legislative branches of our federal government. Just under that, the state government. Just under that, the city, town, local, county government. If you simply go to the top and you pick off the top of the pyramid, or even close to the top. Let's say we impeach the president. Click off the top of the pyramid. All someone has to do is walk up the pyramid and put a new top on. Sure about that? Look at Egypt. In Egypt, they rose up and got rid of a dictator, Hosni Mubarak. Who did they get? Another dictator. They rose up again. They kicked out Mohamed Morsi. Who did they get? Once again, another military dictator, cracking down on the American people because they refuse to go to their provincial governors. They refuse to go to the low levels of government, and they're trying to impeach. They're trying to get rid of the top instead of working their way from the bottom. But if you work your way from the bottom of this pyramid, you take brick by brick by brick by brick out of the bottom, and town after town, city after city, county after county, and eventually state after state says, you will not enforce this here. We won't help you. And if you try to enforce it here, we will stop you. You get to 51%, and that pyramid will collapse.
And I think it's so vitally important that people understand there is a pyramid, there is a ruling elite. They're using this to justify centralizing all power with them. And until the American people are willing to take a stand, they're going to continue succeeding. When the American people care enough, of course, at that point, why we can take America back. Okay, go right ahead. We've got just a few more minutes. Go ahead, Dan.
Absolutely. So because this is the way it works. Now, it's going to take a little longer to use this method. But if you want lasting change instead of just another puppet as an executive branch that's used by the monetary system and the powers that be, if you want someone just who's not just another puppet, we need to work in the town and the city level. It's time to take back. It's time to take back our town, time to take back our cities, it's time to take back our county. Now, the Bill of Rights and the Constitution do not grant you your rights. However, they provide ground for you to stand on to defend those rights. That's why you pass the resolution first, then you go to your police department, your sheriff's department, and then you go to the citizen, because the final defense of the Constitution is always with the people, with the citizens themselves. Time to take back.
And we need for the people to be concerned about freedom. Freedom is our most precious possession. Once lost, will never be regained. And basically, the people are not going to understand what's going on unless you tell them. You out there in the listening audience, you need to get this information. Hopefully, we'll put together a four-tape set with Dan on this subject. We think it's vitally important. And we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program on the NDAA.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you enjoyed the program with Dan Johnson, and we'll be having him on again, and we'll be talking more about the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, and basically this is simply a move towards dictatorship, put forward certainly by people like Janet Napolitano and the others who are associated with the Council on Foreign Relations, this little group that controls both political parties and makes mockery out of our electoral programs. It's certainly not by coincidence that since 1921, why 21 of certainly of our Secretaries of Defense have come from this organization, 19 of our Secretaries of Treasury, 18 of our Secretaries of state, and 16 of our certainly chairman of the World Bank have all come from the membership roles of this one organization. Do you honestly believe that happened simply by accident? Ladies and gentlemen, this is not happening by accident. It's happening by intent. And there is an organized effort to a small group of people controlling both political parties and the media. And the fact you never hear about them is because the corporations control the media. If you doubt that, you need to get the book, The New Media Monopoly, written by a left-wing professor who thought the right wing controls the media, because the people on the right think the left wing controls the media. And they're both wrong. It's this little group. Call them what you will, but I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. That's why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get the book, The New Media Monopoly. You need to get the four CD set up with our Senator Karen Hootis, who was our guest in the first hour. It's called Financial Fraud. Financial Fraud, four CDs, interviews with her. And our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and you need to get involved in this battle. Because once America is lost, we'll never regain our freedom. And basically, there are subversive groups working at every aspect of our society. If you'd like, of course, to hear our four CD set on the secret government, or our four CD set on secret societies, or the secret government special, they're all available by the same site, and Chris, actually, with the secret government of four CD sets. You'll hear an interview with Professor Quigley. Professor Quigley was Bill Clinton's mentor, and when Bill Clinton accepted the Democrat nomination for the presidency back in 1992, why he said, when I was, he accepted the nomination for the presidency in 1992, he said, you know, when I was a student in high school, I heard that President Kennedy's call to citizenship. And then, because when I was a student at Georgetown University, I heard that call clarified by a professor named Carol Quigley. Well, you need to get the book, Tragedy and Hope, Quigley's book, where he talks about the secret society that controls America, or his other book, The Anglo-American Establishment, which was suppressed until after he died. But we do carry both of these books. And basically, of course, we even have the interview with Professor Quigley in the Secret Government 4-CD set. And these are things you'll never hear elsewhere. I mean, this is why you need to get the material from Radio Liberty, because we have the information. We've been at this for 50 years. We've interviewed many of the key people throughout our society, ambassadors and generals. You can hear our interview with General Lew Walt, four-star Marine general, certainly assistant commandant of the Marine Corps, telling you how phony certainly the war in Vietnam was. We were never allowed to win the war. We simply sent our boys in there to fight and bleed and suffer and die. As General Walt told me, we could have won the war in 6 weeks. I was told the same thing by Ambassador William H. Sullivan. We could have won the war in 6 weeks, but we fought it for 10 years to slaughter as many people as we could because it was a great diversion. because they were playing games with our mind so they could bring in the great society. Our telephone numbers, that incidentally, that DVD with General Walt, American general speaks, or Marine general speaks. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.